All right, let's get Rowan out of here and let's bring in head coach Dan DeSilva. I don't know what he thinks about the celebrations with the three stars, but I know he likes the bounce back and the effort tonight, the 20 for 60 that Rowan was just talking about. Andrew Sarra talked about it prior to the game on our coach's comments segment. And right from the beginning, right from the get-go, you guys were in it tonight.
I loved our start. It was something we addressed after last night. You know, me and you talked after the game, you know, in the interview about playing a full 60 minutes and getting contributions from everyone. And I thought that right off the bat, you know, it looked like we were determined to, you know, show that we've learned our lesson as a group and come out flying and win more puck battles, have more details on our face-offs, little things like that that go a long way. And I thought defensively we were much, much better tonight.
Not surprisingly, guys that lead the way for you in that respect are Tyler Parr and Rowan Calvert, and they end up being rewarded as three stars tonight. But just, you know, they know what it's all about. They've been through these battles before.
Yeah, exactly. Those are our leaders. They've been through the ups and downs through the years. And those are the guys you look to in times like this when maybe things aren't going your way, just to go out there and lead by example, and really set the standard in terms of work and compete and detail. And they're both like 200-foot players, right? They take pride in defensively, and they're having some success offensively this year. So we're going to need those guys to keep elevating their game and getting better every single day, and keep leading the way and showing the example for our young guys.
Coaches don't like to talk about individuals. They like to talk about the team. I want to ask you, though, about three individuals who I thought really stepped up tonight. One of them would be Braden Klimke on the back end.
Yeah, I thought Klimmer was good. He was solid. He made some really good decisions. He's so good with the puck. He's very, very cerebral as a player, just a 17-year-old in this league. He's going to be a heck of a player. But, yeah, and we need everyone to step up right now. We're not going to do it with any one guy. We're going to need all 20 guys playing, and he was a big, big part of that tonight.
And how nice is it to get a world-class talent like David Lewandowski back?
Oh, man, it was huge. It was very, very huge. You know, and credit to him, he just gets back late last night. His flight was delayed. He didn't get in until about 1:30 in the morning, and I texted him this morning, and he said, yeah, I want to play, and so here he was, and scores a game-winning goal for us and was great all night, has such poise with the puck, uses his body so well, very, very smart, and I'm very happy to have him back in the lineup.
And then the third guy, Ethan McCallum. He's my unsung hero. We just went through that. But the stop he makes off Kovacevic late, when Kovacevic comes charging in and is dangerous, their leading goal scorer, I mean, that's just super.
Yeah, I thought you know, Big Mac has been unbelievable for us. You know, his last three starts have been really, really good. He's come in and done well in relief as well. But, yeah, that was a massive stop, massive glove save. He was Kovacevic flying through with speed, and it's not the look as a coach you want to give up in the last minute of the game, but he was there when we needed him, and I hope this is, you know, helping him build confidence in his game, because he's a heck of a goalie, and he's really playing well right now.
So now it's three games in Alberta next week against three pretty difficult teams, Red Deer, Edmonton. They're all difficult teams, let's face it, at this time of the year, and especially with the standings the way they are. But those are going to be real tests for you on the road in Alberta.
Well, Les, it doesn't get any easier for us.
It sure don't.
Said that before. But no, it doesn't. And, you know, we've had a busy stretch here since Christmas. Tomorrow's our first day off in, well, since December 26th, or 25th, I guess. And so it's good to have a day off tomorrow. And then, you know, we'll have a good practice Monday and get out on the road. And, you know, as challenging as those games are, you just take them one at a time. And if we keep getting efforts like we saw tonight, we should be fine.
You should be. Dan, thanks for this. Congratulations on the victory. We'll see you downstairs shortly.
Thank you, sir.
Head coach Dan DeSilva joining me here on the live interview segment. Again, brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time.